Honorable members, this report is a compilation of other reports that have already been considered by the House and concerns from earlier committee. After the meeting of the Committee of the Whole, we continued the consultation and we usually reach out to the Electoral Commission. And so this is compiled from all those inputs. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to chair the meeting of the Committee of the Whole. I personally got involved and you can see that even the typing of the report is from an amateur, not a professional. So my hands are there. These concerns we raised were all taken into consideration. The purpose was for us to speak with one voice. And I'm happy after so much discussions, negotiations, we finally got this far and we are speaking with one voice. We are now not dependent on assurances. No, we are not dependent on assurances. The House as a whole is making input into the preparation of the CI. Mind you, a CI constitutional instrument is different from an executive instrument. In that executive instrument is issued by the executive. We don't have any hand in its passage. In a constitutional instrument we have, by law we cannot compel the Electoral Commission to perform its function. Neither can they also compel us to perform our function. And so this is built, as stated in the report, that when this is captured, the position of the House is captured, then the new CI can be submitted, admitted, and then considered by the House. If that is not done, definitely we have to say, and it was agreed by leadership, that it will not be admitted and considered by the House. That is the position of leadership. That is the position. That is what made us take that time in preparing the report. And in fact, today I spent the whole day trying to get all these concerns together. So you can be sure that, yes, the Electoral Commission can perform its duty, but as a House, we also have to perform our duty. It's our function. It's not the function of the Electoral Commission. And the former minority leader referred to Article 11.7. That definitely was taken into consideration. We have widened the parameters of consultation. Law is part of the process of policy formulation. And policy formulation is not by any individual agency of the Constitution. Government leads in policy formulation and all citizens are given the opportunity to make inputs. That is what we are doing because of the technical nature of Article 11.7. So be assured that this is the understanding. If it comes and there are any other people thinking that it's only mad people who don't change their minds, that statement itself is not correct because the mad people don't have any mind to change. When we are talking about mind, we are talking about a sound mind. So if you don't have a sound mind, how can you change it? So that is the position we took. And based on that, we are going to consider other businesses before the House. And we'll consider the businesses together. Please, that is the understanding. And I want this reflected in the Hansard, the official report. The leaders mandated me after the adoption to officially, that's why the last conclusion, the last paragraph talks about communication to the EC.